You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Andra, a founding member and Nick Gore creator of a game called Soothe, that's the way to say it, or join Lillian in studio this week. They're part of a group of people who came together to do prototypes, artwork and testing in order to get this game ready for commercial use. So what is this game, you say? Essentially, it's a question game with yes and no answers. The rules are very loose and you can really make the game whatever you want it to be, whether it's a serious, just fun. Some of the questions go like this: do you tolerate intolerance? Do you go by the name your parents gave you? Are you famous enough to be in the news when you're arrested for intoxication? Is a headmaster more important than a politician? Anyway, the best way of understanding the game is to play it. So Lillian started by asking Nick and Andra how this all began, and then got some fellow BFMers to play the game in the studio.
Well, it all began through our close mutual friend, Cornelius Stone, who more than 20 years ago, a lot of long-time listeners may even have been a part of this. It's a game called Sooth. He created this system which basically any question you can think of that has a yes or no answer written down on a card, so they're in boxes, and then a very simple set of rules which say that you choose a person and ask them a question, and it is very important that you choose the person before you read what the question is, so that there's no kind of perceived bias attached to who you're deciding to ask. And if they answer yes, it's their turn, and if they answer no, then it's not their turn, and that's almost it. If there's two no's in a row, then the third question goes around the world, and that means that everyone answers. First person who says yes has the next turn. Obviously, if everyone says no, then there's another round the world until someone says yes, and then it's their turn. But that's as far as the rules go. What it mainly is gets conversations going, and you know, talking about subjects that you wouldn't have otherwise.
You get a deeper understanding of what positions people take on issues, and other than that, just add to the rules that there is a no by default. So if people are really unsure of their answer,
That was going to be one of my questions, because yes. What if you? I'm so indecisive, and often I'd be like, "Well, I like both," or. Yeah. I think both. Or
you're just unable to answer the question.
That's you can no just
default.
Say no.
Or sort of 1 out of 10 times it might actually be a yes by default, but we find no by defaults are much more common.
Yeah, I mean, we're all for enthusiastic consent.
Yeah, that's right.
It's important. I want to come back to that sort of opening up of conversations, but first touching on, you talk about it not being a game. I mean, it's a game, but it's not really a game because nobody's trying to win. There's no kind of end or, you know, there's no perceived end or beginning.
We basically just call it a game out of convenience, mostly.
And I think a game has a set of rules. And as loosely as they are, there is a set of rules involved. So it doesn't need to be a winner or a loser for it to be fun and have a set of rules that you kind of guide you through how you go about it.
Is there a specific aim, though?
Socialisation, getting to know people. One of the significant effects I've noticed over the years of playing it is that people who have only just met, because inevitably you have a few friends come together and they bring friends, so people are always there who don't know anyone else. But they end up having quite in-depth involved conversations with people that they have just met. And I think that rule about choosing who you ask before you ask the question is critical for that, because, as I said, it means that you don't feel put upon because it's
a specific question. What would a confronting question be, as an example?
Korn's game originally was invented to have fun, but he's got quite an interesting twist of mind, for anyone who knows him would probably agree. So he has a lot of questions that sort of pertain to his own personal bias about issues with, he's confirmed atheist and things like that. So, but part of our long-term plan is to keep producing
new questions.
We might have thematic ones, so we could have a more confrontational series of questions all together in one set.
You might have themed ones.
Yeah, I envisioned having a box about religion, a box about politics, a box, you know, that really, that people could, if they wanted something that was more in depth, or they were doing it in a class, like I used to do it for ESOL, for English as a Second Language classes.
Did you?
Yeah, it worked really well as people who could read English a lot more easily than they could speak it, and then they could answer a yes or no, which is really simple, and everyone could do it.
Yeah, well, I put in my notes here to mention that even though we're not promoting it as such, we've found that the way that it works out means that it could feasibly be applied to any number of social situations, like I've listed here, at schools or in counselling sessions, or even at Parliament, I suggested.
Parliament, that would be interesting. The yes-no part of it, I'm interested in that. So is there room to kind of go beyond the yes or no question?
Well, inevitably.
I mean, sorry, the answer. If somebody answers and then people are then curious as to...
People tend to elaborate on why they say yes or no quite a lot, you know, and that is definitely what it's for. It really is a kind of conversation starter. There's a few things like books that you buy with questions that for starting conversations on things.
Right.
So it's sort of like that, but a little bit more rapid fire. And the thing I forgot about, you end up having conversations, there's a lot of humour in it, and there's also a lot of food for thought. You have conversations that you would not have otherwise, simply because this sooth question has brought the subject up, and then people who may have never thought about it before find it very interesting and have things to say about it. So.
And often people are asked to elaborate too, or you find out something about someone, you know, you're asked something about your travels, or you find out something really kind of left of field that you wouldn't expect of that person and go, oh, how did that happen? Or so you have a lot of side conversations. There's like a main game and then quite a lot of side conversations that arise from the game that some people may pick up later, or it evolves really organically. Like we wrote the questions in that way too. Like a lot of sessions, people would think about something when they were talking and write another question, and we just kind of add them to the box as we went. People can do that with the game as well.
It can be interesting asking the same question to new groups of people, but you also want to have new questions.
There has been, I mean, there's some critique around New Zealanders and our easygoing nature, I put in quotation marks, and the idea that we're quite happy to just, you know, go with the flow, or she'll be right, mate, that sort of thing.
Well, it plays right into that.
Well, yeah, the idea that often actually we don't, because of that nature, we don't really like to be confronted with things, or we don't like to confront things. We don't difficult conversations. We don't like to break open things and have those discussions, which may be heated or not. Would this be something that, you know, might break that open? And
well, yeah, sure. I mean, it depends on the individual, of course. But, yeah, someone who may normally be quite taciturn and classically sort of Kiwi... may find the, you know, we've seen a lot of people easily warm into it and be and happily play along. And as I say, it's sort of just the idea of coming up, thinking about something you never have and having something to say about it, this kind of opens your mind up to receiving new information.
And it's binary nature, the fact that you have to answer like a yes or a no. People have to take a position. Unless, of course, there's a no by default. You think about it and you're not sure and you go, okay, I'm really not sure that would be a no by default and kind of how the rules go. But it does tell people where you're at on a subject. And people can refuse to answer. That's fine.
It does sound also confronting for yourself in a way, because you might have not thought of that question, or you might not have thought of that idea, and then suddenly you kind of have to take a position on it.
Definitely. Yeah, there's lots of people who... They realise that a subject is more complex when you discuss it, and I've seen partners really shocked at each other's positions on things, and that can be fascinating too, that people who were really sure about where they stood on certain issues are suddenly like, you think what?
Yeah. Well, people might respond with their long-held opinion, and then someone else comes up with a point of view that they hadn't considered before, and then... So, yeah, it really gets people communicating with each other and thinking about things and generally getting more connected, because I think all the problems in the world that exist today are a result of a disconnection.
Yeah, there's a lot of debate. It sparks a lot of debate, and people tend to come together to look at different ways of looking at things, yeah.
I do want to have time to play the game, but I'm just going to point out that I mean, it's been around for 20 years, you're saying.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about it now? What's happening now?
Because we're currently trying to raise funds through crowdfunding to produce it commercially. We want to produce 500 sets of 300 questions, which come in three boxes. We've got a Facebook page which shows the sort of graphics and things that we're looking at, and we've got that all sorted out. Yeah, we're well into it. So that is why we're talking about it now. We've actually tried to get this off the ground about three or four times over its 20-year history, but we've never quite got as far as we are now.
Before the internet and crowdfunding, lots of different opportunities for smaller businesses to get off the ground and actually explore, you know, new inventions and things.
I think we should play the game.
Definitely.
Okay.
The Wire.
Okay, now we have in studio with us Mary Margaret and Jack and Jules, all of BFM. They're going to help us play the game. So essentially, yeah, we pick out a card. Should I go first? So I have the card, and I'm going to pick Jack. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do Anne Getty's contrived photographs of brats make you want to puke? I don't know who that is.
Nor I.
Okay.
that's a dated question. Okay. And that's a good example of one of why we need personal ones that probably won't be in the commercial set because
it's niche.
All right. It would be a no by default.
Okay. No by default because you didn't know.
Which means you ask another question.
Oh, me again. Right. Mary Margaret this time. Is Rowan Atkinson sexy?
No.
So okay. Me again?
You're getting around the world.
Oh, this is great.
So this is around the world.
For everybody.
From who you nominate.
Nick.
Yes?
All right. Can you cure colds?
No.
Can you cure colds?
Yes.
Yes.
No, and that would be good information.
Jules, can you cure colds?
Me personally?
Yes.
I can cure my own.
Is that a yes or a no?
It's a yes, then I guess.
Okay, who said right, yes,
so
yes?
Mary Margaret was the first yes, so that means your turn.
Okay.
So you choose who you ask before you read the question is.
Right, sweet. I will ask Jules. Do you vote with your conscience?
Yes.
Right.
So Jules, your turn now.
And okay, now I've got to read.
You've got to nominate a person and then read.
Choose a person.
By the way, I like those.
Yeah, that's Korn's original artwork.
Oh, you got to pick a person before you...
Lillian!
Sorry.
Have you ever sold used cars?
Have I ever sold used cars? No. Not plural.
That means it's your turn again.
Sold my used car.
Jack?
Yes?
Do you enjoy shaving?
No.
So now it's around the world?
Yep.
Mary, Margaret, do you have a Midas touch?
A what?
A Midas touch.
Do you turn things to gold?
No.
With your magic.
Figuratively.
Yes. 100%.
Anyone
right,
else?
There you go.
That is
strong no to 100%.
I'm going to go with a no on that.
Yeah, I'm also a no.
Yeah, likewise.
It's your turn again.
Lillian, have I changed your mind about anything significant?
Oh, that's a good question. I have to think about it, though.
Yeah, that's a thinker.
I mean, springs to mind.
Probably, yes, probably.
That's a classic example of yes by default.
Yeah, yes by default, I would say. Okay, me again. All right.
See, I do have a gold touch.
Are you before your time?
I would say so. I think so.
There you go. Your turn.
Either that or well after, one of the two. Nick.
Yes.
Do you reckon you're popular?
Oh, middlingly so. I guess.
Is that a yes by default?
I'll try to get, got to contextualise that. You know.
I'd say so. Yeah. Among the people we know, you'd be popular.
Well, yeah, among people I know, I'm generally liked, I would like to think. Yeah, so in the...
So that's an example of contextualising the question.
Yeah, in the spirit of optimism, I'll say yes. Right. Jules.
Hello.
Are men and women equal now?
No.
Yeah,
just a little more. Yeah. I couldn't say yes. But do you know what show this is? Do you know what station this is?
And apart from the fact that it's unfortunately true.
Well, I'd say we are equal. We know it's not treated as such.
There are still issues in the process of being dealt with.
So that was Soothe. If you're interested in playing, you might want to go check the Facebook page to find out more. And you can also get in touch with them as well as head to their Boost page. Boosted page. Oh, yeah, to support the effort. There you go. The links will be up with the podcast.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.